Thanksgiving is coming up this week. Do you know what you're thankful for? We're going to discuss it on this episode of The Praise Break. I'm your humble host, your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson. Welcome to the program.
Let it
Once again, friends, welcome to the Praise Break. I am your humble host, your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson. I pray that you are having a great day on purpose. You know how we do it. We do it deliberately. We know that circumstances, situations, all that stuff's going to happen. People are going to come our way and try to get us off track. But praise God, we are on a mission, and that mission is to do the will of God in our lives. And we know we have a helper. The Holy Spirit is within us, and Jesus walks right by our side each and every day, directing each and every step that we take. So we have a good day on purpose, no matter what. I pray that your week is going well. Thanksgiving is coming up, and we have a great Thanksgiving program for you. I pray that you'll be blessed. And you know what? This is our third anniversary. Man, 3 years of hanging out together, praising God together. I pray that somewhere along the line, something was said that was a blessing to you. And I know I've been truly blessed by doing the Praise Break. God has a way of blessing us continuously. Hallelujah. And if you have your Bibles, open them up to one of my favorite books, the book of Philippians. And we're going to, of course, go to chapter 4. I'm going to start reading at verse 4. It's Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Hallelujah. And I'm reading from the New King James Version, but no matter what version you're reading from, we will end up at the same place. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And in verse 8, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Hallelujah. And it is Thanksgiving week, and I'm excited about it. I work around the general public, and I talk to a lot of people each and every week. I get a negative vibe from a lot of people. A lot of people live with a negative kind of mentality. And that's something that we have to stay away from. We cannot fall into that trap. And of course, we don't hang around with negative people, because we know if we did, how that is contagious. That stuff could rub off on us, and we don't want that to happen. Hallelujah. But it's like if you say good morning to somebody and then they answer back, what's good about it? And they may think it's funny, it's the right thing to say, but it's very, very negative. Hallelujah. And you know, the other day I greeted a gentleman at the place where I work at. I said, good morning. He said, good morning. I asked, how are you doing today? He said, I haven't figured it out yet. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, I think you've got it figured out. I said, number one, your eyes are open. You're upright. Nobody helped you walk in here. You came in on your own strength. And I'm looking at you. Looks like you're headed to work, so you have a job. I said, I noticed you drove up this morning, so you have wheels. And as I was sharing this with him, I noticed his demeanor change, his facial expression change, and he started smiling because he started realizing exactly how blessed he truly is. And friends, we cannot take God's blessings for granted. We cannot take it for granted. I chose a few years ago, I said, I am never again going to take a blessing from the Lord for granted. We have to understand that it is not our right that we wake up every morning. God wakes us up each and every morning, and he wakes us up into a day that wasn't promised to us when we went to sleep last night. It's very important that we acknowledge the fact that he is constantly blessing us, and we are a blessed people. And you know, I really figured this out. A couple weeks ago, I was walking into church, and I had signed in for Sunday school, and I was heading to my class. And at my church, there's a vestibule area. They were pushing this gentleman on a gurney out of the vestibule, heading toward the front door. His head was up, and he was coming toward me. But as they rolled him past me, I noticed that he only had a torso. He didn't have any legs. And I looked and I said to myself, you know what? No matter how bad I may think I have it, how bad the circumstances are in my life, how bad the situations that I find myself in, no matter how bad any of that is, it could always be worse. And we have to truly be thankful for what we have. We have to be thankful every day. And as we're going into Thanksgiving, it is not about that bird that's going to be sitting on our table on Thursday. It has nothing to do with the mashed potatoes and gravy and greens and cornbread and green beans and macaroni and cheese and all that good stuff that's on that table. Praise God. It has nothing to do with the potato pies, the apple pies, the nana pudding. Hallelujah. It has nothing to do with none of that. It has all to do with what we are thankful for. And I pray that as you go into your Thanksgiving day, that you realize that you are truly blessed and give thanks to God for all you have. It's all about thanking Him and praising Him for all He's done, all He's doing, and all He will do in our lives. Because you know His Word says that our future days are much better than our past days. Hallelujah. And I'm looking forward to the future because God has great things planned for us. And we have to really be mentally and spiritually ready to do the will that God has for our life. And it starts with being thankful. And as we head into this holiday season, one of the best ways that we can let God know how thankful we truly are, because we count every blessing and we count them one by one. Hallelujah. And as we want to thank God, one of the best ways we can do that is by being givers. We have to give to those that are less fortunate. Don't turn your back to them. Hallelujah. God has never turned His back to us. We are blessed so that we can be a blessing. So keep all that in mind. Stay away from negativity. Be a giver and be thankful. That's the message of the day. I pray that you were blessed by this. And I pray that God blesses you and your family on this awesome, awesome holiday of Thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus.
Sing this part with us.
Days. They have been sick for so very long, oh yes. But one day Jesus passed their way. And when He spoke, their disease was healed that day. But you know what they did? They all went on. They went on their merry, merry way. And only one returned and said, I've got something I'd like to say. He said, I just wanna take a little time right now and thank the Lord for all He's done for me. He said, I just wanna take a little time right now. What the Lord means to you, maybe I can't see. Oh, but this one thing I know, the man is everything to me. Yes, he is. Because I remember the time when the job for me was so hard to find. Still, the Lord made a way for me just in the nick of time. Yes, he did. And some of you heard about when I was sick.
And my doctor said I would not get well. But you know the Lord touched and healed my body. And right now I'm able to tell. That's why I say I just want to take a little time right now. You know, some people have houses way up on a hill, but many of them up there don't even know that God is really, really real. But right down here I know he's real, 'cause he lives within my soul. And when I was only 9 years old, he saved me and made me whole. And then a few months later he gave me something, something that I needed most. You know he filled my soul with the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why I say I just want. None of us in here want to be guilty. Guilty of being like those nine that you healed. And they went on their way without thanking you. But Lord, we all want to be like that one that returned. You see, Lord, you healed them all of that terrible disease, leprosy. When there was absolutely no cure for that disease. One day you came their way and you healed their bodies. And these nine went on their way. But yet there was one, after he got down the road, I can imagine in my mind that he began to examine his hands, and then he looked down at his feet, and then he began to examine his whole body that was once covered with that disease. He said, Jesus, heal me. Jesus, heal me. I must go back. I've got to go back and thank him. I can see that man as he pressed his way through the crowd with tears of joy in his eyes. He said,
important is prayer. It is this important. And if you could see my arms, they can't even stretch as far and as wide as they need to go to let us know how important prayer is. And we have to pray each and every day. Every single day, we need to be in direct contact with our source. Our source is Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. And we know that prayer changes situations. Prayer changes circumstances. Prayer turns things around, turns marriages around, turns children around, turns brothers and sisters around. It changes things. And all we have to do is pray. And it's a must. If you are a Christ one, meaning that you are a Christian and you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, it is important that you get on your knees each and every day and talk to your source. Hallelujah. We are going to pray right now together. We're going to pray for each other. We're going to pray for others. We're going to pray for ourselves. Hallelujah. We are going to talk to our source right this minute. We have access. Did you know that? We have access to the CEO of the universe. Can you imagine the CEO of Apple Computer and you wanted to talk to him? You go and try to get into his office and see how far you get. Hallelujah. You will not meet him. You will meet the security team. Praise God. But we have access 24/7 to the CEO of the universe. We have to talk to him. And believe me, friends, he's listening. When we pray, he listens. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, giving you honor, giving you glory, giving you praise. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this awesome program. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us each and every day. We count each and every blessing, Lord, and we just thank you for always being there for us and for never turning your back on us. And Father, as we pray today, we want to pray for those that find themselves sick and shut in on today, those that are dealing with health problems. We pray for those with mental disabilities. We pray for all of those that are facing family problems, those that are facing evictions and foreclosures, those that are unemployed and underemployed. We pray for all the singles out there, all the married couples, Lord. We pray for all those that are battling addictions, Lord, which could be all of us. We pray for all of those that find themselves incarcerated on this day. We pray that you bless those that are bereaved, Lord. Comfort those. We pray, Lord, that you bless our president, Lord, President Obama and his beautiful family. We pray that you bless the men and women in the military that are still overseas fighting for our freedom and our safety, Lord. Father, we pray for all of those that are going through something on today. There are so many that are dealing with some major issues, Lord. We pray that you bless them. I pray that you bless each and every family of those that are listening today, Lord, all the families that are represented. I pray that you bless my pastor, Dr. Ephraim Williams. And Lord, I pray that you bless us as we head into Thanksgiving, Lord. We know that there are many out there that have not, Lord. And Lord, I pray that we can bless you in a mighty way by blessing someone else on this awesome holiday. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we adore you, we give you honor and glory. In Christ's name, amen. Anybody remember the television show In Living Color? And when it came on, Heavy D would always ask the same question, how you living? And my question to you is, how are you living? Are you living with Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, directing your steps each and every day? Or are you just kind of out there just living, doing your own thing, making your own decisions, directing your own steps? Well, friends, I'm telling you, there's only one way to go, and there's no other options. The only way to go where you will get true peace in your life. You ever had peace? You ever been totally peaceful? You will get joy in your life. You ever had joy on the inside? And that means that even on a real bad day, you are joyful on the inside just because you know who's walking with you. And he will give you life. And life more abundantly. And you may say to yourself, you know what? I've done some things that I'm not proud of. I've done some things that I'm downright ashamed of. And there is no way Jesus will accept me. Friends, that is a lie of the enemy. You ever heard that expression? The devil is a liar. That is a true statement. He is a big liar. Because if you read Romans 3:23, it tells us that we all have sinned and we all have come short of the glory of God. Every single one of us. That means me. That means you. That means everybody. I don't care when you walk anywhere and you see somebody and go, wow, that person looks so holy. I bet you they could have never sinned. They're sinners too. We're all born into sin and we all come short of God's glory. But you know what? He sent his son here to save us, to redeem us, to die for us so that we can join the Lord one day in the kingdom of heaven and live there for eternity. Hallelujah. And you know, it's real easy to do. Romans 10:9 says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. And it's that simple. So what we're going to do is we're going to say a very simple prayer. And if you say this prayer, and I mean you really, truly mean it from the bottom of your heart, you will be saved. You will be born again. Of course, not a physical rebirth, but you will be born all over again. And you will then have the gift of eternal life. And it is a marvelous gift. So say this simple prayer with me. Heavenly Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. I believe in you and that your word is true. I pray, Lord, that you please forgive my sins. I repent of them on today. I believe in my heart that you, Lord God, raised Jesus from the dead. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior today. I give you my life and ask you to take full control from this moment on. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. And friends, if you prayed that prayer, I'm elated. I am ecstatic right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have just made a wonderful decision, the decision of a lifetime, by giving your life to Jesus. And the next step is to find a good Bible-believing church. And you get in there, and this is a church where you feel comfortable, where they make you feel warm and fuzzy. And it's a church where they teach the Word of God from the Holy Bible. You get in there and you learn. A good church will have good Sunday school, good Bible study classes. Make sure you attend all of those. Hallelujah. And get involved in ministry. And you will see yourself go higher and higher and higher. Hallelujah. God has a plan for your life. And this is an opportunity to take that plan and to put it into action. Put that plan into action. It's a plan that will edify the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I am so happy for you. Friends, I will continue each and every day to pray for you and your growth as you live your life as a Christian, a Christ one, a follower of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, friends, that about does it for this Thanksgiving edition of the Praise Break. I pray that you were blessed. Hallelujah. And we know that God is in total control. And we, as Christians, we have to count each and every blessing. God continuously blesses us. And we have to praise Him with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And you know, we are chosen. We didn't choose him. He chose us. Hallelujah. How do we know that? We just go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, where it says, he chose us before the foundation of the world. Praise him. Hallelujah. Friends, I pray that you and your family have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. I pray that as we head into this holiday season, that our spirits are high, that we are focused on things above, not things down here. Our minds and our hearts are stayed on the Lord, and that we're in our book every day. We're on our knees every day. Hallelujah. We are sharing the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ as we go about our way. And when people see us, we shouldn't have to tell them that we're Christians. They should be able to tell by how we walk and how we talk and how we act whose we are. Hallelujah. Let's go out there and let's represent. Can I get an amen from anybody in the house? Hallelujah. Well, friends, until the next time we talk, let's do a few things. Let's keep our hands clean. Let's keep our spirits pure. Let's seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the Bible says that everything else will be added unto us. Let's keep our heads up. Let's stay prayed up because we are on our way up. We are going on with the Lord. I am your brother in Christ, your humble host, Keith Johnson. I love you so much. Cannot wait until we talk again. Once again, have a very, very happy Thanksgiving, and we will talk again real soon. God bless you.